Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have President of Guthrie Center's Chamber of Commerce, Shannon Neffmuhl.
Thanks, Shannon, for joining me today.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
That's something that everyone's getting back to school, and teachers obviously have a tough job. And something you guys did for the teachers was bring them coffee. Can you tell us about Teachers for Coffee?
Yeah, so every year we welcome the teachers back, you know, the week before classes actually start. It's their first day back in the building, and we team up with the Adair Chamber to put that on, and we bring them coffee and juice. And this year we decided to do breakfast casseroles. We usually do cinnamon rolls, but I think the breakfast casseroles went over really well, and it's just a way for us to welcome them back to the building. It gives us an opportunity to introduce ourselves and then, you know, get to meet the new faces that are in the school district.
And then something we talked about on the last Let's Talk program was the Brown Shoe pop-up shop. Can you give the people a little idea how that went?
Yeah, so that went very, very well. We had that for 3 days down in our Main Street area, and we have heard back from the Brown Shoes folks down in Atlantic that they were very happy with the pop-up and would like to come back around the holiday season and do another pop-up. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And then some fall activities coming up. You were telling me about the Fall Festival, October 9th on the Main Street. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved?
Yeah, so we will be doing the Halloween Festival again this year. That is, like you said, an event that we team up with Main Street Guthrie Center to do. It'll be on Saturday. I don't know that they have the hours set just yet, but it'll be during the day, and you know, activities that they've had in the past include, you know, lots of games, costume contests, pumpkin painting, you know, things like that. So we are certainly looking for volunteers for that event. Usually we need about 20 people to that event run smoothly, so we would certainly take any help that we can get on that.
And how soon should people contact you to get involved?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
We are going to look. We usually get help with from the Leo Club at school, so we'll be reaching out to them. You know, obviously school hasn't quite started yet, so they're going to be, you know, getting together next week and kind of starting to plan out their activities for the year. So hopefully they will be able to provide enough people to help with that. But if anybody else in the community is interested in helping, they can certainly let us know right away.
And the other thing is Halloween still seems like far away, but it'll probably come up quick. And you have something going on, the trick or treat during Halloween. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be here before you know it. I know my kids are already planning what they are going to be dressing up as. So we do have the Halloween, the trick-or-treat set for Friday, October 29th. As we've done in the past, we have the business district from 5 to 6, and we have kids from the school that come down and help us with doing traffic control in the downtown area, and then the residential trick-or-treat will be from 6 to 8.
And then there's some employment opportunities around town in Guthrie Center. Where can people figure out how to get resumes in and get opportunities to be employed?
Yeah, so a lot of our chamber members are hiring right now. So there is opportunities at KidZone. There is a few opportunities at People's Bank, at Guthrie County State Bank, at the New Homestead, and at State Farm.
More like you go into business and get an application, or is it online?
Right. Yeah, you'd want to contact each of those businesses individually if you were interested in a position there. I think some of them do have you know, where you can start the process online, and others you might just need to actually give them a call.
And then also people can get involved and help you guys out, help the community out with some surveys. Let's start with the community survey with the Ready to Recruit. What is that about, and how can people get involved in the survey?
Yeah, so the Ready to Recruit program is something that Main Street Guthrie Center will be doing, and so Dana Buster, the director of Main Street, will be sharing a lot more details about that, but it's certainly something that affects chamber, and it affects our, you know, economic growth here in town, so we certainly want to help her promote that. From my understanding, they're going to be doing that the first couple of weeks in September, and they will be putting that out in a variety of different manners, you know, email, through the mail, Facebook, you know, all the social media channels. But when you see that Ready to Recruit survey or market survey, if you could take a minute and just fill that out, it's basically going to help give them an idea of what types of you know, businesses and services that people want in the community. We did a market survey when we became a Main Street community, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so this is just going to give us some updated data to help them, you know, better recruit different businesses to town. So when you see that come across, please take a few minutes and take that.
And then the community survey about child care. Could you give us a little bit about that? How long will it take? And some questions on there that they'd ask.
Yeah, so we are looking at the different potential for expanding Kid Zone here in Guthrie Center. We know that there is a pretty large need for child care, and in order for us to best decide what direction we need to go and how many additional spaces we need as we look at expanding, we kind of need to have a feel for what the true need is in Guthrie Center. So once the Ready to Recruit survey wraps up mid-September, then we are going to be doing a child care needs assessment survey. So be watching for that. Again, Facebook, we'll send emails out through the school, through our employers in town. We want to find out if child care is prohibiting our employers from being able to secure, you know, employees. If they don't have child care, then are they able to actually hire those employees? So that'll be coming out the second half of September.
Well, thanks, Shannon, for your time. And is there anything else you'd like to mention? You know, school's coming up. Is there anything else you'd like to mention as we wrap it up?
No, I don't think so. We're definitely excited for the fall. I feel like the fall is always such a fun time with the holidays and shopping, and it just things start feeling just exciting as you head into the fall with back to school and all the things. So we're excited for school to start and for all of the activities coming up here soon.
No, you're right. Everyone's getting ready to get back to normal. So
yes,
well, thank you, Shannon.
Most definitely.
Thank you, Shannon. We'll talk to you later.
And that was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie Center's President of the Chamber of Commerce, Shannon Nefmuhl. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.